of the really fun things that we do once per month is that we make a lot of noise, because on the second Sunday of the month, we have our noisy offering. Our noisy offering is to go to the Presbyterian Hunger Program to help feed hungry people around the world. And so with this classic jug, we can make a lot of, that's not a lot of noise. That sounds kind of pitiful. But usually we have any of the kids that are here, hi, to help by collecting coins and putting them in the jar. So could you help us out? Can you collect over there? There will be coins. Come on up the aisle and help us collect. You can have the jug. Wow, now there's a bag. Here you go. Yeah, could you carry this around and let them put stuff in it? Here you go, carry it around. And I'm going to come around with this. That's not very big. Coins, coins, coins. Oh, there's a coin. Okay, yeah. Here we go. Okay. There's coins. This is great because we really help people with the Presbyterian Hunger Program. Ah, more coins. Thank you. Wow, they got a big response over on that side. You got a lot more contribution. Oh, but these are all very important. There we go. Can you shake it up and let's see how it sounds? Oh, there you go. More. There you go. More. Thank you. That's great. That's great. Okay, tell me your name.
Xavier.
Cool. Oh. No, you're good with that. You can shake it up. Okay. So your name is Xavier?
Yeah.
Xavier, that's a cool name. That's like an X-Men name. Ooh, like that. Yeah. Oh, that is very cool. And what's your name?
Callista.
Oh, that's very pretty too. I like that. Well, this is great. We're gonna have a prayer for the coins, okay? Okay, everybody pray. We thank you, God, for helping us to help others so they won't be hungry. Amen. Amen. Okay, we can set that over here. And could you help me out with a guessing game? You can just set it down right there, anywhere. Okay, yeah, hey, have a seat. Xavier and Callista, hi. Huh? We're going to play a guessing game. I want you to help guess what it is that I'm doing. And there's a reason why I'm doing this. I have to think of what it is, but there's a reason. I'm going to do this. Yeah. What am I eating? No, it's too good for soup. Oh, this is really, really good. I love peanut butter, but it's actually sweeter than peanut butter. I like to lick it off the spoon. That's good. I'd look at the bowl, but I can't get my head in there. What did you say? Chocolate. Oh. Well, I don't know if I like chocolate. I love chocolate, and I'm going like this. If I had this in a bowl of chocolate, what kind of chocolate do you think it is? Yeah. Yeah.
Milk chocolate?
It's chocolate icing. Like for a cake. And you know why I was thinking of that today? Because today and our scripture lesson, the gospel lesson, we talk about temptation. And temptation is not always a bad thing, but I once discovered when my sisters, I had two sisters who were older than me, and they didn't always look out for my best interest, because once they were baking a cake and they made way too much chocolate icing. And so after they took this and spread it all over the cake, it still had half a bowl of chocolate icing. And guess what they did? They gave it to their little six-year-old brother. And a spoon, and I had some, and it was really good. So I had more, and I had more, and more and more, and I even started licking at my finger. And what do you think happened to that half a bowl of chocolate icing?
I
ate it all. And you know what? How did I feel then? I felt really sick, but it was so good. Every bite was so good. It was chocolate. I love chocolate. It was like Hershey's chocolate or Duncan Hines chocolate. It was so good. But I just kept eating and eating and eating until I really felt sick, and I really did get sick. And my sisters were so sorry. Not. But I learned a great lesson then. It's actually something that Jesus teaches about too, is that it's good to do good things, and good things are good things, but sometimes you can overdo good things, and maybe sometimes not for the right reasons. Because I like the chocolate because it was sweet and sugary and chocolatey, but it wasn't like, you know, vegetables and stuff that was really good for me. So I kept eating, and even though it tasted good, it made me sick. Jesus said, even if you're doing something like, if you're praying is a really good thing. But if you're going around all over the place praying so people will see you praying and they'll say, oh, look, that person's praying all the time, then Jesus said, well, then you're not so much praying to God as much as showing off. And he said the same thing, is that, you know, if you are giving coins to help people who are hungry, that's great. But if you're going around and saying, well, look how much money I give to help the poor and do that all the time, then maybe you're doing more showing off than really wanting to help people.
Bragging,
absolutely. And so Jesus said, you know, temptations are not always bad things. Often they're good things that we kind of overdo, and we forget why we do the good things in the first place. And so, you know what? Do you think I've ever eaten a big bowl of chocolate since then?
No.
In fact, when I think about it, I start to get a little queasy. But I still remember how I felt, and it was really, really bad. But do I like chocolate still? Oh, yeah. Well, that'll be another children's story. Sounds like a good one. Yeah. Okay. Well, will you say prayer with me, and the congregation will too. Dear God, help us to learn what good things are and how to do them for the right reasons, and help us also not to eat so much chocolate that we get sick. Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you.